Weiter in Shaspir and Bava Basa Dav Samach Test. Picking it up on Samach Test. About, I don't know, 10 lines down, but 2 dots. Third one line, V.S. Dr. Gemara. This next part of the Mishnah. V'sakarim shabakarim shein letzarko. He's also sold. What are we talking about over here? He said that a mocher sasadu. He sold the field. He sold the mocher savanim shein letzarko. He sold the rock setter. For the use of the field itself, for the land, and the esakanim, as well as the reeds, shebekerim shem letzarko, which are in the kerim in the vineyard, for the necessary for use. And what they use for, they use to hold up the vines that they're not on the floor. So kanim says the Gemara, kanim ayva detayu. Like, what's the point then? What are they used for? Amid Rabbi Yanai, kanim hamichulakim. These are kanim that are smoothed out. Says Rishbam, mefutsalim. So the gefanim, the vineyards can stand upright. Vashkolos tolim avir, they're hanging in the clusters to be hanging in the air. Vloyiskalklu bekarka, they get ruined on the karka. Vakarin lehem fashilush. Shemamidin tachas a gefanim, back in the bar, they put them underneath it. Rabbi Meir de Mishpayan, according to Rabbi Meir, these reeds are sold with the field as long They've been smoothed down, says Rishbam. Mishufin musukarim lekach. They're ready for use. Afal gav the lomuk, but even though you didn't stand them up yet, says Rishbam. She'enim zekufim ben utzin adayim bekarka. Not yet ready, like completely yet. Rabbanan hutamukman. It says not only if it's already set up and ready to go. V'yes hatfua mukhares lekarka, and also the grain that's attached to the ground, says the Gemara. Ve'afal gav. The mitei lemechzed, and this is true even if it reached the point where it's ready to be cut down. So you think maybe it's not considered part of it? Says Rashbam, you thought everything is ready to be cut down is like it's already cut down. And in reference, even so, when it comes to the idea of selling it, they're still considered like they're sold in the field. Veschites at back of the Gemara. Veschites hakanim shepichusa mibeis rova. And also the reeds, the whole grouping of reeds that cover an area of less than a quarter kav. V'afgav da'alime, and this is true even if they're very, very strong. Because maybe you would think that if they're very strong, then it's already its own shtikl Torah, even if it's less than a quarter kav. And therefore, you're saying that, no, not true. It has to have a certain amount of area that it's spent. Over says the Rashbam, the baser tfisas hakarka zlinon, how much of the karka is taken? Prushehu, the kamafaraj gemara, the masis of azel, back in the gemara. V'yasa shomeira she'ina suyibetit. He also, what goes along with the sale, the little hut of the watchman that's not plastered over with clay. Says the Gemara, Af al gav de lo kviya ba'ara, even if it's not attached to the ground, right? It's considered, right? Af al gav de lo kviya ba'ara, it's going to be sold. Says the Rashbam, that's like bekarka. Ve'ez ha'charev she'enu murkav, ve'ez besuz ha'shikma, Af al gav da'lime. And we said that the carob tree that wasn't yet grafted, and the sycamore, the basulus sycamore, this is, and even though they're very, very strong. What's this sycamore that we call it a basula? It means that you didn't yet, we saw earlier that we didn't on some chizmabes, that it wasn't yet pruned. And this is even though they're very strong, and you would think, right, that it's its own shtickle door, and it's just no. It's what goes along with it. Next, Aval Lomacher Savarim Shein Latarka. He doesn't sell the stones that are not necessary for the field, right? Because it's Metalta doesn't go along with it. Le Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, the stones that are to weigh down the grain are not sold. And this is if they haven't yet been prepared to be able to be used. Says Rashbam, the Hashta Einon Tashmish Klal. L'rabbanad lo machton de lo havi tashmish kavua v'chasha. That we'll say actually right now. Rabbi Meir de lo mitaknan. That's talking about that it wasn't yet set aside for it. Wasn't ready for use, even if it's not being used. And the rabbanad de lo machton, according to him, means that they haven't been yet placed on the field itself. Uleula. according to law. He says the stones are used for a fence, right? Like it says, the Amar Avanim Hasduros Legada is set up for a fence. Then Rabbi Meir, the Lo Mesaknan, the stones aren't sold if they weren't yet prepared for this to be used for the fence. The Abanim Lo Sidna wasn't yet set up. Next part of the he didn't sell the kum, the reeds that are in the vineyard that are not for the use of this vineyard. The remeir, the lo mishafyan, that means that it wasn't yet smoothed out to be used. The lo mukman, that it wasn't yet set up to, it wasn't set up already, like standing under the grapevines. And you sell the field, it does not come along with it, the grain that's detached from the ground. And this is even though it still needs the land, says the Rashbam. You have to leave it out over there in order for it to go and to dry out, so it still needs the land, still it's not considered attached to it. It's not salt. And not this thick amount of reeds that cover an area of a quarter calf. V'afagav the ketine, even though maybe they themselves are very, Rashbam says, kanam dakam, they're very thin type of reeds still. Amar b'chir b'abba, Amar b'yochran, lo chitzas akarim b'vad, not only chitzas akarim, ela afilo aruga ketana shel besamim. Even if it's a small row, it can be even less than a quarter calf, but it's a besamim, good smelling stuff over there, that has its own shtickle toira, it has a shame if the atzma, and in the karasima, it's not sold along with the field, it stays like on its own right. Okay, Amar Papa Vahuda Karila Varda de Palanya, this is if the people call it the garden, you know, the rose garden. You know, of so-and-so's roses. Says Rashbam, Lefrushe also hechidam yeshla shem b'fnei atzma. What does it mean to come Rabbi Yochanan? What does that mean? The hezerugas both some supply and say, oh yeah, this is of so-and-so. V'lo ha-shomeira ha-suya betet. And the watchman's hut that is plastered with clay is not sold along with it. Now, v'af agav de mechaba ba'ara, and this is even though it's attached to the ground. So you say, of course it should go with it. Still not. Says Rashbam, Hashemir b'karka, kevan d'tocha b'tit, enimatatel, it's not being moved, Ode. B'chashiva t'chashe, v'yesh l'shem b'fnei atzma, if it's a shem on its own, v'yukam mocher, s'asada, shalom mocher, as a bias, the aim v'yis b'chal sada, el b'chal chatzar, it has its own shtiko toira. Now we're going to see a series of questions. There are going to be three of them. The first one is, by Rabbi Elazar, Malbano shel psachim ma'o. If you sell a house, what about the door stops? The Malbano shel psachim. These are the things that stop the door. Are they included? Heichad mechaber b'tina, if they're attached to it with clay, lo tibay luch, then it's not a question. No mechaber, then it's mechubar, so of course it's going to be part of it. Ki tibay luch, when's a question? Then akite besiche, when they're there, but besiche means with yesedos, as Rashbam, with pegs. And you can take it apart easily. Mai, what's going to be the din? Teku. Number two, bai Rabbi Zeira, malbano shel chalonos ma'o. What about the window, the window moldings that are held together with the pegs? Mir min lenoi ba'amu David is put it there just for beauty, and therefore they're not included. And when you sell it, Odelma kibud the mechaber mechaber. They're attached. Therefore, it's part of the sale. Teku. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, malbano shel kayar mitamau. What about the blocks that are put underneath the bed so that says the Rashbam that if you have the karya mita, the Rashbam says chatika seitz hayanos and tachas karya mita, they put this piece of wood underneath the legs of the bed, kedeshalu yikravu bakarko, it shouldn't become moldy like a rat, you know, from the ground. So is that considered part of it as well? Kolich the metal te bada, in any circumstance where they're carried together with the bed, i.e. means they're connected to it, says Rashbam, Shemuchubar b'masmeros, obasichi, they're attached to it. And Lotabach, that's not a question, don't metatale, because they're carried along with the bed, then they're part of the bed itself. Ki debaylok, what's the question? Lo matatli, when they're not carried along with the bed, aka they're not attached, my what's it then? Teku. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Velo escharuv hamorkav velo sdan hashikma. All right, sadna mikra. Hashikma. The carob tree that wasn't grafted yet, or the sycamore that wasn't cut. Those are not going to be part of the sale. Is that right? Let's see the Mishnah. It says, Bizmach, he didn't sell this character that's grafted. Oh, it's not along with it. Or this tree that was cut back. Viaf al gav diktine, even if they are very skinny. Right? Even if they're very skinny stuff. Beep, turn the page. Samech tasameh. Minani mili. Where do we know this from? We said that if the cabbages are grafted and the shikma, the trees, are cut, so they're not part of the sale of the field, even if he says he's selling everything that's in the field. Now, where do we know this from? Or maybe Domer Av, Domer Kirk is supposed to say, Vayakum Ste Ephron, Asher Machpela, and the stale of the Sada of Ephron, which was in Machpela, it was given over to Avram Avinu. Right? It goes on to say that the field and the cave within it, and all the trees in the field, which were within all the surroundings. Why does the Pusik say, which were within all its surrounding boundaries, right? They're telling you, Mishesarech Legvul Saviv, it's a tree that needs a boundary surrounding it in order for the owner, you know, to know who the owner is. Then it's sold with the field, where does Yatsuelu, excluding these type of trees, like the grafted carob, the cut sycamore, Shane Srichim Legvul Saviv, they don't need a boundary around it in order for the owner to be identified to know it is. So we see that the trees, like these type of things, are not automatically part of the sale. Amarav Mishar Shuya Mikan Lemitzar Min HaTorah. We see from here that someone who buys a field gets the boundaries according to Torah law. Says Rishbam Shakonis Asada Kanas Mitzrayim Atzman V'chol Ha'ilanos Haneturim B'Mitzad Mitzrayim B'chlal Sada the Hachemash V'Savi Kol Ha'ilanos Haneturim B'Karka Hametzah Shehu Savi V'Asada Kan Avram. Kain nira beinai, and this is what I think is the truth. Hamar Rav Yehuda, Zok Rav Yehuda. Hi, my dear Samanar Lechavi Gargu, sells a friend a field. Sarach Lemichtav Leh, he has to write for an Kenilach, Diklin, Vitalin, Vahutzin, Vitzitzin. You acquire for yourself the palms, the saplings, the Hutzin, and the Tzitzin in the field. Ve'afagav, the Chilokas of Leh, Hachikani. Even if the seller didn't write this for the buyer, he still gets all this stuff over here. It's included. Afilachi shufa deshtaru. Even so, it's best to go and do that to, you know, just make this contract more clear. It says the Rashbam, Yifoy Koach Ashtar. It gives him a stronger thing. Afilu I also lifnei based in Torin Yavile Sharei Mufarashin Toch Ashtar. Based in the Bible to say, give it to him because it's written in the Ashtar itself. Amalei. Arav Dikli, let's say the seller says to the buyer, I'm selling you the land and the Dikli, the palms. Right? Chazinan, we take a look and we see. E Isli Dikli, if he has other, they call them palm trees besides those that are in the land, you have the true Dikli. Because he says the Lashon of Vidikli in the plural. So we go and we take a look and see if he has other ones. That means he's including those other ones. Chazin and Iesle Dikli, the Avitri Dikli. Let's say if not, then Zav and Le, Shre Dikli. He buys two palms for him and he gives it to him. In a wild situation, he has to give him these two palm trees. Crazy. Vimishabde, and if he does own other ones, but they're Meshubad, in other words, there's a, you know, creditor who has a lien on them, then Parakli Tre Dikli, he redeems two and gives it to him. Arabidikle, let's say, for instance, I'm selling you land with palms, then the assumption is he means the land that there are palms in it. Chazinim, see, e isba dikle, if this land has palms on it, yoivle. Then he goes and he gives it to him. Avilav, and if not, then mekachtos, so the whole thing's a mekachtos, and the seller has to return it to the buyer. Number three, Ara Bay Dikle, if he says, I'm selling you a land that is a place for palms. Leslie Dikle, he doesn't have a right to any palms, this buyer over here. Like, even though there's none, it's still a good sale. The Chazil Dikle Kamale, he meant that it's good for the Kalim, not that the Taka were the Kalim over there. But yeah, this is a good land to have palm trees. Amale, what about if he sells a field that has palm trees, but he wants to hold on to the palm trees himself? Amale Levad Medikle Planya, I'm selling you the field except for this particular palm tree. Right? He points out to this one. He says he wants to keep that one. Says Rashbam, Amale Mocher Sada, Ani Mocher Lecha, Lebar Medikle Planya, except for this particular one. Chazina, we see. E Diklatavu, if it's a very good one, if it's a Geshmaka palm tree. What does that mean? How do we define what that means? Says Rashbam Chazina Diklatavu, who clamor mina beinonim shaton and peris ksas as lechude, shayri de daito, lehenos me peris sadeu, porta, vakana lakea, kola shabakla, sada. But we take a look and we see, like, if it's a good palm tree. It has a good amount of fruit, an average amount that's coming out over there. And then Shiru Shari, that means he's holding back that palm trees. The other ones are sold. E Dikla Bishahu. But if it's like it's a Shvacha one, you know, saying this ain't such a good one over here. The worst one from it. Ella de Kari Lay Inche Lahai Dikla Bisha. They call this one not good. Kigon Lotoin Kaba de Ilu Toin Kaba Lav Dikla Bisho. It doesn't have like a kav of stuffed fruit that grows on it. Kedarina Ba'am, like they say, it's early in the Chav Vav Dikla de Toin Kaba Asalim Mitzayo. If it has that, it's also to go to cut it down. So it's got to be Geshmak like that. So E Dikla Bisho. If it's a Shvach one, Kol Shekin Anach, then those that are... He's saying he's not even selling the Shvach one, which means he's not selling the ones that are better than it either. Amarle, let's say guy says, I'm selling this except for Labar Me'ilan, excluding the Ilan. He says, Rashbam, Klomer, Im Amar Mochel Lokech, Sada, and Mochel Lecha, Labar Me'ilan, Chazin, and Yisma, Shai Lanos. If he sees that there are other Ilanos there, he can go and Zaysim, and Te'inim, and Tapuchim. The whole Shire Lanos, Chutzmi, the Kalimu Gefanim. Except for a Dekel, a palm tree, and Gefanim and vines, grapevines, Shain, Karmilane, they didn't call those Ilane, right? So when the person goes and says, I'm selling a field without the trees, they're not talking about palm trees, or we had a palm trees, or the grapevines. So, Amalei Barmei Lani, Iesle Lane, if the field has regular trees there, meaning other fruit trees, besides those palms or vines, then the bar levar meilane, it's sold without those other trees. E isle de kal dikle le bar medikle. But if the field only has the kalim, then it means not including the kalim. E isle gufne le bar gufne. All they have is gufne. That's what it means. Ilane vigufta, but it's both of them. Then le bar meilane is sold without regular trees, but the vines and the vines are taka going to be, ilane v'gufte, if there's trees and vines, abar milane, so then it means that the vines are sold. Ilane v'dikle, then the bar milane, he says, except for that, then guf, ilane v'dikle, if it has trees and palms, then the bar milane, it's sold without the regular trees, but the palms are sold. Gufte v'dikle, but there's vines, and the column, the bar milane, it's sold without the vines, but I mean the palms are going to be sold. Those ones are going to be sold along with it. Rav says that kol sha'olin lo bechevel, any tree that one goes up with needing a rope to go to climb up this tree, it's very, very tall. In order to get the fruit, you need a rope. Have a shear is held on to. You keep that, it's not sold along with it. Kol sha'olin lo bechevel, anything, you don't need to go up a rope with it. Law of Ishir is not held on, because that wouldn't be called that. Peep, turn the page, and therefore it is sold. Ayin Amin Aleph. V'dayne Gola, they say differently, Kolsha, Ol, Kovsha, Lo Avishir, any tree that the yoke presses down, meaning when you have an ox that's pulling a plow and it goes by the tree, its yoke bends the tree back, that's not excluded from the sale. It's part of the sale. Kolsha ain't all kolsha. Have a share. Anything that doesn't pull it back is not part of the actual sale. Velo Pligi, and really Rav and these great, great sages here, the Dayari Gola, they're not arguing. Velo Pligi, ha, bedikle, because this one is talking about the tree that you go up the rope or not. It's talking about palm trees, and ha, bilane. The other one, about whether the oak presses it down or not, is talking about other types of trees. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.